When you walk into the CIA headquarters at Langley and see the stars on the wall, or walk among the neatly manicured grass and perfect rows of headstones at Arlington Cemetery, the stark reality and finality of the ends these heroes met is sometimes overwhelming, especially when it registers that many of them died young, giving their lives for this nation and leaving young families behind. And for those who carry their names and must carry on with their lives, the crushing financial struggle often short circuits any hope of success. But an organization is coming to their rescue. It's called Spookstock.
A secretive organization, a secretive charity.
That's Mark Kelton, who spent his life keeping secrets. He's a retired CIA officer who worked for many years in the shadows.
Having known a number of people killed in line of duty, it's always a brutal thing. The biggest concern one would suppose that they have or would have is what's going to happen to their family.
That's where Spookstock comes in. In keeping with the secretive traditions of the CIA and Special Operations Forces, a clandestine concert has taken place in the last 5 years.
And what it does is it raises money for the CIA Memorial Foundation and for the Special Operations Warrior Foundation, which supports the children of CIA personnel and special operators killed in line of duty, providing a full range of support, but particularly educational support for those young people.
Almost $2 million has been raised for the children at the annual event, which is blanketed in operational security. The organizers are so protective that they don't advertise when or where the event is held. Not only do they carefully guard the privacy of the attendees who must be invited, the integrity and mystique of Spookstock are also top priorities. In the words of the director of the event, who prefers to remain anonymous, no one, including sponsors, is allowed to touch a microphone unless they're performing or they're a beneficiary. Spookstock has featured performances by artists like Peter Frampton,
ooh, baby, I love you,
ZZ Top, Robert De Niro, Dan Aykroyd, Harvey Keitel, Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn, and the Steve Miller Band. One of the interesting footnotes about the history of the event is that Steve Miller himself agreed to do it to honor his uncle, who was a member of the CIA's predecessor, the OSS, and the inaugural class at the CIA. But the most important footnotes, according to Kelton, come from the family members of the fallen.
Children, at least some of them, come and they actually talk about their mom or their father and what the foundations that have supported them mean to them and have meant to their lives.
At Arlington Cemetery, J.J. Green, WTOP News.